This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Tony Hoagland. Hoagland was born in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, on November 19, 1953. His father was a doctor in the Army, and this meant his family moved around quite a bit during his childhood. In fact, Hoagland grew up in a number of military bases around the world, including Hawaii, Alabama, Texas, and Ethiopia. He attended the University of Iowa, where he received his BA, and then he went to the University of Arizona for his MFA. According to at least one source, during his college years, he joined several communes, picked apples for a living, followed the Grateful Dead, and became a Buddhist. Over the course of his career, he published a number of books, including Sweet Ruin, Donkey Gospel, What Narcissism Means to Me, and Priest-turned-Therapist Treats Fear of God. Known for his witty poems about modern life, he won a number of awards, including a fellowship from the Guggenheim Foundation, a National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship, and the Mark Twain Award. He passed away on October 23, 2018, in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Today's poem is the evocatively titled Dickhead. I'm fond of saying to my students that the first thing we read in a poem is not the first line, it is, in fact, the title. This particular poem has a title that all but demands that we read it. There is immediate interest for what this poem might be about. And what is it about, you might ask? Well, it's about the acquisition of language. It's about how we learn the words of adults when we're teenagers. It's about how adult phrases can make us feel adult ourselves. Words offer identity and belonging, and the right words, said at the right time, can make us feel bigger and more powerful than we really are. This is Dickhead by Tony Hoagland. To whoever taught me the word dickhead, I owe a debt of thanks. It gave me a way of being in the world of men when I most needed one, when I was pale and scrawny, naked, goose-fleshed as a plucked chicken in a supermarket cooler, a poor forked thing stranded in the savage universe of puberty, where wild jockstraps threw across the steamy skies of locker rooms, and everybody fell down laughing at jokes I didn't understand. But dickhead was a word as dumb and democratic as a hammer, an object you could pick up in your hand and swing, saying dickhead this and dickhead that, a song that meant the world was yours enough at last to bang on like a garbage can. And knowing it, and having that beautiful ugliness always cocked and loaded in my mind, protected me and calmed me like a psalm. Now I have myself become a beautiful ugliness, and my weakness is a fact so well established that it makes me calm, and I am calm enough to be grateful for the lives I never have to live again. But I remember all the bad old days back in the world of men when everything was serious, mysterious, scary, hairier and bigger than I was. I recall when flesh was what I hated, feared, and was excluded from. Hardly knowing what I did or what would come of it, I made a word my friend.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. Tony Hoagland, Dickhead from Donkey Gospel, published by Grey Wolf Press, copyright 1998, used with permission by The Permissions Company, LLC, all rights reserved. This episode was recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.